Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Some changes coming to executive orders in North Carolina. What does it all mean for how our communities continue to try to strive towards some sense of normalcy? Hello again, everybody. Welcome into the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Great to have you along with us this week. We had a record number of listeners last week, so welcome back to those of you that are new, and thanks for the subscriptions and downloads to the podcast each and every week. Well, we've got another topical one here today. Somewhat of a surprise yesterday amongst those in the circles that have been following this stuff for the better part of the last year plus now. Governor Roy Cooper and Secretary of Health and Human Services Mandy Cohen laid out a new timeline for lifting current pandemic restrictions yesterday. We knew that there was going to be an announcement coming of some sort because the current executive order that Roy Cooper's got in place in North Carolina runs out at the end of next week. So usually the way this pattern works is that the governor kind of primes the pump in the week leading up and gives an indication as to where things are going to go. And that usually comes in the form of health information, you know, where things are with positivity rate, how hospitalizations are, those kinds of things. We got some of that information yesterday, but also along with that, some statements that will be outlined even further next week. But what we know as of today is that the state expects to lift mandatory social distancing, capacity, and mass gathering restrictions by June 1st. Huge course correction here. We've been talking about mass gathering restrictions for over a year now. And while we were making progress in a lot of those areas, now it looks as though June 1st may be the date that all or most of those mandatory social distancing restrictions could go away. Now, there were some other bits of the language that were in there about recommendations, and we'll hear how that language continues to evolve over the course of the next week. But at least from a mandatory standpoint, looks like the state is ready to say, as long as everything continues to trend well on the health side, June 1st could be the time that they lift some of those restrictions. The governor plans to issue an executive order next week outlining safety restrictions for the month of May. He did not say, though did not limit any idea about any continued movement in some of those restrictions. You know, when we went into April, we saw some things roll back. We could see some things rolled back further, or we could just see a stay the course until June 1st and we'll drop the gates, that kind of thing. So we'll have to wait and see on that. To date, the state has administered over 6.5 million vaccines, 46.9, roughly 47% of adults are at least partially vaccinated. Just over 35% are fully vaccinated. That's an important, those are important numbers to get. Again, 46.9% of adults at least one vaccine. So that kind of gets into the next part of this. The state anticipates lifting the mask mandate and easing other public health recommendations once 2/3 of North Carolinians have received at least one vaccine dose and if trends remain stable. So again, 2/3 have to get the vaccine before they'll lift the mask mandate. We're at 46.9% right now. So if you were looking for motivation to get a shot, that might be it right there. But again, we'll hear more about these plans over the course of the next week and see where they're going. So that dovetails nicely into our conversation today as we start to talk about community needs, infrastructure, and the way that our community supports people going to work, people making a living, and in our economy, having all of the tools necessary to run the way it does up here. You know, this is a very tourist-heavy economy, so we rely on a lot of workers and a lot of high-volume businesses. And let's face it, for the last year, it's been tough to make everything work to get those people in the workplace, even if they've wanted to return, even if they're comfortable with returning and their employers have gone through all the right steps to make that a safe and healthy environment. There are other factors that work into that have been a little bit hard to pinpoint over the course of the last year. One of those major factors is childcare and access to childcare. And that's where our conversation is going to go today with Alicia Childers, who is the executive director of the Children's Council of Watauga County. This is the agency that really handles all things early childhood. They are the pre-K administrator for the state. They are the Smart Start administrator for this area. They help direct folks to childcare centers that do have availability. They help regulate and educate and really look after the structure of how those centers are operating and the standards that they have in place, and a number of other things. I mean, they, again, are a tremendous resource for all things early childhood. But Alicia, along with a board member of the Children's Council of Watauga County, Kinsey Reeder, will talk some about, you know, kind of where child care is right now, anticipating this major shift here in what we're about to see here in the next little bit more than a month in terms of our social distancing restrictions. Is the child care system ready now to anticipate another bump in the need? And if not, what needs to happen before then? But then also, we're talking long-term sustainability. It's not necessarily always about quantity of child care, it's about quality of child care. The Children's Council of Watauga County does a lot of work in that space, trying to raise the quality standards, and that obviously takes money. So they've got some unique fundraisers coming up that will help generate the revenue that they'll need to have the tools in place over the summer to make sure, especially by the time kids go back to school in the fall, that things are progressing along at the level that we can again see child care here in this community as a stable resource for people who are trying to, again, resume that pre-pandemic lifestyle that they may have had. So Alicia Childers and Kinsey Reeder joining us as our guest this week on Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we are talking about child care in our community and the new spotlight on that, given the statements yesterday by Governor Roy Cooper that we could be getting back to action here a little sooner than maybe anticipated. We talked about that June 1st date just a few moments ago. So as we start thinking about community infrastructure, what does that mean? How are we going to be able to, as a community, just resume what was going on before on June 1st? That takes a lot of partners to make sure that some of those things that have been on pause or have been reinvented over the last 13 months come back in a way that can be useful to the people that need them. Certainly childcare at the top of that list, with more people potentially moving back into their office space after a long time away. That means new opportunities and challenges in the childcare world. And luckily here in Watauga County, we've got an agency that not only keeps their finger on the pulse of these issues, but is a driving force behind creating more opportunity for us in these arenas. So we bring in Alicia Childers this morning. She's the executive director of the Children's Council of Watauga County, and also Kinsey Reeder, board member in her first year on the board of directors for the organization. So we thank you, ladies, for joining us here today. Alicia, first, let's talk about the ramifications of yesterday a little bit. This was going to be a timely interview, even more timely now, with just a change in the way that the state is going to allow people to move about. That means some things that we have gotten used to, such as maybe caring for our kids inside the home while we work at home, may not necessarily be as readily available or as easy to do come June 1st. So what does that mean for your agency and the child care facilities around Watauga County to prepare for that eventuality?
Yeah. So we've known for a little while that there was going to be a time where we kind of needed to come back online. And during the past year, our local child care programs, nobody closed permanently. That's not the story across the state. Here in our community, our current providers have all stayed open, which is great because we already didn't have enough child care in Watauga County. We already knew there was a demand for more. But they haven't been back at full capacity, which of course impacts their business model and their ability to function well. The state has understood that, and they have provided a lot of opportunities, grants, of course, the PPP loans, things like that, that small businesses can take advantage of to stay open. So fortunately, our providers are positioned to come back on and support this community reopening and kind of coming back to life. But how that plays out in the next few weeks, you know, we'll all wait and see how that happens. I do know that in the industry, it's been very difficult for them to rehire or fully staff their organizations. That's a little bit of a compensation issue for that workforce, but hopefully there will be some strategies and ways that our local providers can kind of come back online full force and be there prepared to care for children so parents can get back to work.
Well, you bring up a very real stressor for so many businesses, not just childcare facilities, but you look around town right now and you can't help but trip over a help wanted sign for everybody. And as you look at people coming back into the workplace, I know that the Children's Council does some very important work at making sure that not only people are being able to be hired back into some of those childcare centers, but they are also encouraged to become more educated. They are compensated for that level of education, and centers are even financially encouraged to help their teachers attain additional education to make that early childhood setting better. Can you tell us a little bit for both of you really about how the Children's Council has jumped into that work and what your ultimate goals are with being able to provide better quality as well as quantity?
Yeah. So locally we knew, the wage issue and the compensation issue for the workforce is an issue nationwide, actually. So we looked at our community a few years ago and recognized that our early childhood educators were, I think the average that I saw was around $9.50 an hour and less. And so that's not a living wage in this community. We also have an educational expectation that when people are caring for our children, that they at least have some base knowledge in child development, early childhood education. And so with that expectation, the Children's Council has worked with our community partners to help providers be able to pay that living wage of at least $12 an hour to their lead teachers. And with that comes the expectation for some education and professional development for the teacher that improves their skills, that it improves their knowledge base and their skills in the classroom. So the greatest measure of quality is the relationship a teacher has with a child, the knowledge base of that teacher and that teacher's ability in the classroom is key for a high quality early care setting. And all parents want that for their children. And so that's what we're there to support and provide. And yeah, our local providers do have a higher wage earning than other communities across the state because we're making that investment in those teachers.
Well, and Kinzie, part of that comes from the Elevate Watauga program. We've talked some about that on this program over the course of the last year or so, but this is yet another way to bring a number of community stakeholders into the conversation, from parents to educators to businesses that know that they've got employees that need those resources, to have a more community approach to helping map this out down the road.
You know, I love Elevate Watauga and what we've been able to do even thus far, and we're getting ready to meet again about, you know, how we move forward. And as Alicia was saying, you know, trying to be proactive is our goal. And, you know, and in childcare in this community and a lot of communities, it's like we're playing catch up. So it gives us an opportunity to really look at our community and what we're doing and how we can be better and support our families. And the people that want to move here, it seems like this is the place to be. And a lot of times, you know, you look at childcare, healthcare, and all those things that you want to do, and not only the people that are here, but the people that want to be here and provide all those needs for those people. And funding is a really big piece of that. And having the right education for those teachers is a really big piece of that.
So it's no secret, and I know Kinzie works in fundraising with Appalachian Regional Healthcare System as well. No secret that fundraising has been a little bit different here in the last year or so. Some of the tried and true and mark it on your calendar events that we have all come to love over the course of our high country lives have had to reinvent themselves a little bit, and people have had to get more creative with how they fundraise. We've certainly laid out a pretty compelling case for the work that the Children's Council of Watauga County and many other nonprofit agencies do to support our community's operation over the course of our normal time here. So after the break, we're going to get into a way that the Children's Council is trying to subsidize some of this work through fundraising in a unique way that can help shed some light on some very special members of our community at the same time. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Mind Your Business This Morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Are you interested in getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you have questions about the vaccine? The COVID-19 vaccine is available locally, and all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. When you get a vaccine, you are protecting yourself and our local community from further spread of COVID-19. Show your love and get a COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit apphealthcare.com or call 828-795-1970. You have a spot. Take your shot.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Executive Director of the Children's Council of Watauga County, Alicia Childers, and Kenzie Reeder, Board Member of the Children's Council of Watauga County. And we're talking about the state of childcare here in this community. It's been a hot topic here for the last several years. There's a lot of community work going into not only increasing the quality, but the quantity of childcare and making sure that teachers are getting up to date on the latest trends and getting their education to make sure that experience is quality all the way around. And we applaud the Children's Council of Watauga County for doing that. It takes money to make these things happen, though. And as we talked about before the break, fundraising looks a little different. I know that the Children's Council, Alicia, has always had some of those kind of market on your calendar fundraising opportunities for us. So in this spirit of creativity, in this year plus of creativity, you all have got a new way that you're trying to engage folks and not only educate them about the Children's Council, but give them an opportunity to salute mom at the same time. Tell us a little bit about what you've got cooked up here.
That's right. We are not back to in-person events yet. So with our little team, started thinking of creative ways that would make sense for us. And we landed on this idea of honoring our marvelous moms with upcoming Mother's Day. And so we are celebrating these special women in our life who have played the role of marvelous moms. And for that could be your mom, your grandma, your aunt, your sister, a friend. I mean, any number of women who have maybe played that role in your life. And so we're encouraging our community to join us in celebrating these women and have now a Marvelous Moms Giving campaign.
So what does that look like? How are people able to engage in that?
We are inviting our community to make a donation of $50 in memory or in honor of a special mom in their lives. And we are going to print all of those wonderful names in the May 5th edition of our local paper. We'll be celebrating those women. And we hope we fill up the page of names of the special marvelous moms in our lives. And we have a sponsor with Waypoint Outfitters. And we've worked together with them to pull together this great package for our donors. So every donor will be entered into a chance for a drawing of a package that is perfect for them to enjoy themselves or to give as gifts to those special ladies in their lives. And so the package includes a massage from Shatola. Who wouldn't love that? It includes three floats at that new 180 float spa. I don't know if you've checked that out yet, but that looks amazing.
I have checked that out. That's big time right? Over there.
Our sponsor, Waypoint Outfitters, has pulled together a package. It's the cutest bag, candles, you know, all that stuff we love. We've got spin classes from Revolution Boone and also a luxury picnic from Pisgah Picnics. Now, if you don't know what a luxury picnic is, I encourage you to go online and Google that. Pisgah Picnics has a presence on Instagram, if you're on Instagram, but it's very fanciful, sweet little picnic setup, which should be a lot of fun for moms and their families to enjoy together.
We're not talking about just better peanut butter on the sandwich. I mean, this is an experience. These things have become very, very popular.
One thing I love about this whole package that we're putting together is, one, it's creative. Two, it gives a new way to honor your mom in a public way. Moms, grandmothers, aunts have really had to, you know, and fathers for that matter too. And we'll talk about that on another episode of what we'll do for dads. But this is a self-care type of thing too. We love this package. Moms a lot of times don't take that time, especially this year. There's not been a lot of outlets to do that. So it's a way for us to honor and really take care of those women in our life that really take care of the whole package.
Visiting again with Alicia Childers and Kinsey Reeder of the Children's Council of Watauga County here this morning on Mind Your Business. Proceeds from this fundraiser that we're talking about, again, Marvelous Moms, and you can see your mom, your spouse, your friend down the street, name in the paper coming up here. And that's a keepsake that you can frame and hang on the wall, or at least pass around to the family members. The benefits of this, the proceeds will support programs and services of the Children's Council. Alicia, are there specific things that you are fundraising for here, or is this all for just overall, as we talked about just a few moments ago, the myriad operations and things that you all have to keep our early childhood development systems moving here in Watauga County?
Yeah, this is replacing kind of those public facing events that we would typically do. You know, in past years, we've done Dine Out for Kids and then also our Party with a Purpose. And so that is just general operational support for the organization and allows us that flexibility to use the funds where we most need them. And so always with our funding, with our grants, those are restricted to specific purposes. And I always use this illustration. It's like we may get a grant that says, here, you can have all these green crayons and these red crayons. And here you go. And that's great because we need green crayons and red crayons. But sometimes having some blue and yellow crayons would make all the difference. And that's what that flexible funding kind of allows us to do, to get, you know, those new colors to the table, those extra things that some of our restricted funding doesn't allow, that will make all the difference in the world. And so that's the thing this funding will support. It's unrestricted funding support to use where we need it the most.
Well, and certainly, and we've talked about this not only with you before, but a number of other nonprofit agencies in our community, just having funds that you can leverage with other funding opportunities that come along too, it can be, again, the difference maker for how programs are rolled out or how quickly programs can get rolled out because of some of that access to money in the right places. So very important there. If somebody wants right now to drop off $50 and get mom taken care of in this special way with Marvelous Moms, how can they do that?
Super easy. First of all, you can find us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. We have links all over the place. Also our website, thechildrenscouncil.org, put that the in there, thechildrenscouncil.org. You can also come by 225 Birch Street. We're at Suite 3 and drop something off in person or mail it in if you like. And so all of that information is available again on our website and folks can link to that.
Final question for both of you, and Kinsey, I'll start with you on this. You know, we talk a lot about the influence that nonprofit agencies have in our community, the need to fundraise for them so they can do more. I'm curious for both of you, because I think this kind of helps connect some of those dots for people. You know, it's wondering where the funding goes, but it's about the why too. For you being a board member, what compelled you to become involved with this particular agency, and why, why do you feel like this is the thing that we all have valuable time, right? You choose to spend your time here. Why is that?
So being a fundraiser by profession and the importance of it, you have to be really passionate and believe in what you are working towards and what you're doing, and to be able to tell those stories. And, you know, I've always loved children. And even, you know, before becoming a parent, I felt like it was something that was so very important. But once you become a parent too, it becomes this very ever-present, you know, next steps, you know, and what you're doing for your children and the importance of what that means, not only for yourself, but for other parents that are in, you're all in the same boat, you know, rowing together. And so the Children's Council is just, it's like a ministry. It pours into our families and our community and what the needs are, not only for our, you know, children with special needs, but also our typically developing our children in general, because they're going to lead us into the next steps of what our world's going to be. So that's so very important to me. And so for me personally, I have to really believe in it and be able to tell the story of what they are doing for the community. And the Children's Council, when they approached me about being on the board, it was something that, you know, tugged on the heartstrings pretty hard. And that's one of the biggest steps in be able to ask for funds and doing that is it's a heart song.
Very well said. Alicia, for you and your staff, what gets you all motivated to come into the office now that you can go back to the office every day?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we just, like Kinsey said, we just love pouring ourselves into these lives and recognize just how important it is that when we can be there from the very get-go in a child's life, we can make a huge difference. And our services are for all people. It doesn't matter what your family situation is. Some families we work with have all the resources they could possibly want. And some people that we work with have nothing, and we're helping them find housing and food. And, you know, it doesn't matter the range of support that families need, and every parent needs help at some level. Even if you're just touching in saying, hey, my kid's biting everybody in his class, can you help me with this? Or if you're just involved in a more long-term intensive way with our support, we're making a difference. And we know that investment of time and energy and resources early in a person's life will have the greatest lifelong impact. And we truly believe in that preventative upstream work that we're doing and recognize the difference that it makes.
Well, it's incredibly important work. We are certainly grateful for not only the agency, but all of the people, the individuals that make up that collective team effort. We appreciate you all sharing some thoughts with us today. If you're interested more about the fundraiser, honoring your marvelous moms in your life, head to thechildrenscouncil.org. Again, as Alicia said, make sure the is in that title, but thechildrenscouncil.org, easy banner right across the front page of the website. You can click and learn more about the program and learn more about what the Children's Council of Watauga County has to offer this community. Appreciate both of you stopping by here this morning and look forward to talking to you again soon as always.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. That is Alicia Childers and Kinsey Reeder of the Children's Council of Watauga County. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back with you again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450, WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.